Gemara Safin Daf Samach Es quotes two very different psukim that characterize Yontif in different ways. Is Yontif essentially a time which is lochem, or is it atzeres l'shem alokecha, a time devoted to Kadosh Baruch Hu? One perhaps would have expected that there should be a kosov hashlishi she'afriya behem, and yet we don't. The Torah doesn't indicate when to apply one pasuk, when to apply the second. Rav Yosef Engel writes that this is a fundamental machlokes. When you have two different options and you don't have a kosov hashlishi, so how do you act? How are you machriya? The machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar maintains that either one is an option. O kul Hashem, O kul Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says that no, chalkehu, one is obligated to divide the day, chatzi Lashem and chatzi Lachem. And therefore the Rambam describes the experience of Yantif. The Rambam writes even the experience of Shabbos is half and half. Lachem and Lashem, Torah, Tefillah, Suda. And Rabbi Elazar says that no, if the Torah gives you the choice of Kul Hashem, that is the option that you have to embrace. The Gemara tells us, Masechus Beis, so that Rabbi Elazar used to give Shiurim all day on Yantif, because after all, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lachem. The Gemara continues with a stunning comment that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakom Modim Ba'atzeres to be in an Ami Lachem. When it comes to the Yantif of Shavuos, everyone agrees, no machlokes. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who would see to it that every Yantif was spent immersing himself in Torah and Tefillah, he would stop, he would have a Suda on the Yantif of Shavuos. Why is that true? Because Yom Shemikne Botol. Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. Somewhat unusual. Maybe one would have thought if it's Man Matan Torah Seinu, that's the time to immerse yourself in Torah and Tefillah, but the Gemara says no. One of the possible biurim in that sugyim, Safim Samaches, is what the Ramban writes. The very end of Parshas Mishpatim. Bnei Yisrael received the Torah Hashem. Vayechizu es Elokim. Vayochlu vayishtu. They ate and they drank. Amachokis Rashi and Ramban. Was that to praise Knesset Yisrael? Or somehow was that to the detriment of? Rashi writes, that was a gasos ruach. After all, belayed gas, ochle v'shosu, they ate, they drank, out of an inappropriate sense. And the Ramban writes, quoting the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, mikan shel samishta l'gomra shel Torah. You receive the Torah Hashem, absolutely. You have to celebrate. I would suggest this is l'shitase. There's Machlokes Rashi Ramban, the very end of Mishpatim, Perachav Dalet Pasuk Aleph. When did this occur? When did this occur? Rashi applies the principle of Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah. And therefore Rashi writes, this was Dalet Sivan. And Kabbalah Satorah was several days later. And the Ramban Kedarko disagrees and writes not to apply the principle of Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah. The sequence was Yisra, followed by Mishpatim. This was the very end of. That means this achil and shti, according to the Ramban, was a response to Kabbalah Satorah. That's exactly the Ramban that mikan shel samishta l'gomra shel Torah. According to Rashi, no. This was Talit Sivan. This was before we received Aseres HaDibros. Eating and drinking in the middle of, that is not mikan shel samishta l'gomra shel Torah. According to Rashi, this is in the middle of the process, that we kind of took a break too, a diversion, and therefore Rashi writes that this was quite inappropriate. But the Ramban, Mikan Shos and Mishta the Gomer Shel Torah, the Ramban writes a magnificent phrase, Yom Chasunas HaTorah, Chasun of the Torah. That's what the Ramban writes, is embedded in Kabbalah Sator, a time of Chitu Chutei Chorin, a time of a Chasna of Kabbalah Sator. When you look in Shulta Samach Zayin, such an amazing comment, why is it that part of the mitzvah Seyom of Purim is to have a Sudas Purim? And that's not true when it comes to Hanukkah. What's the contrast of Hanukkah and Purim? Many terutzim, perhaps the most known is Levush, but the Shultos writes, there's something that happened on Purim that we don't find on Hanukkah. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yud ha'malein v'alzara. Purim was a time of Kabbalah Sator. And if Purim is a time of Kabbalah Sator, Vayechizu es lokim vayochlu v'yishtu, part of the mitzvah sayom is you have to have a sudas purim. A sudas purim for a suda of Kabbalah Satori in and of itself. Sometimes that we don't emphasize the right elements of Purim. We emphasize aspects of Mishnah v'Simcha, true, but the hallmark of Purim is that of Kabbalah Satora, Kimu v'Kiblu, Shultos writes, that is the Mechayiv of Sudas Purim. And that a person has to be mindful of the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noah. In a certain sense, this was the greatest form of Kabbalah Satora, without any element of Vayisyatzvu, any element of Kfiya, but rather an acceptance of specifically Torah Shebaalpeh. And that, when it comes to every Purim, it is part of the mission of Purim, to be able to recognize and to channel the Yom Chasuna Satora, Mikan Shos and Mishta Legomra Shatora. And perhaps more than any other time, that is the focus of Purim this year. For an emissary ben Torah, that is clearly, clearly, clearly the focus. COVID is not over. We live in risky and difficult times. And that is the takeaway of what Purim is supposed to be. And Be'ezras Hashem, in the coming days, Rabbi Shmulevitz will roll out the protocols and our ideas for Purim. But realize the focus. The focus is a time of Kabbalah Satora. Officially, it will be an out Shabbos, the Shabbos after Purim. We want you to be able to be here for Purim itself, but recognize the environment will be safe. There will be an abundance of learning and studying, and the proper way to celebrate the sense of Kabbalah Satora. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have this type of simcha of a Mishnah as we usually do, but it's not appropriate. And a Ben Torah does the appropriate thing. I would add just one point. Most of you are going to be going home for Shabbos and so on. You know, we can't micromanage all the environments that you're in. But I urge you to choose safe options for Purim and for the aftermath of Purim. We'll leave it up to your honesty, but if that's not the case, if you're going to be going to other venues, other yeshivas, other communities where Purim this year is going to Purim last year, then we don't want you coming back to the yeshiva for a week. Then come on Zoom, Seder on Zoom, Shir on Zoom, test before you come. It would be grossly unfair for you to have all the exposures of Purim and then to return to the safety of our Beis Medrash and to compromise them. So you're on the honor system. But if you're not going to be in the yeshiva and you're going home, safe, family, environments. That's the right thing to do. And if somehow that's beyond your reach, then zoom in for Seder, zoom in for Shir, zoom in for your classes, and then Bezras Hashem will see each other once again a week after Purim, assuming that you test in a negative way. Think about it carefully. You know, this separates the men and the boys. Now, what is the takeaway in the Avodas Hashem of such a Purim? And if the answer is reckless Mishnah v'Shimta, you're derailed. That's not the takeaway. The takeaway is a Chasuna Satora. The response, no doubt, is Kimu v'Kiblu. And this is a unique opportunity, L'Shem Shemayim, to see to it that we can celebrate together in the safest and most appropriate way.